And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Right, are you? I'm Ian Danter, and this is episode 20 of my Barmy Old Podcast. Welcome. Comedy sketches, songs and stuff, both new and old, with my team of Sean Percival and Andy Robinson in tow once again. Thank you if you're a subscriber or a regular listener to this old thing, and you've left a nice review on Apple Podcasts or something like that. And if you're spreading the word about this little show to your pals, that's very welcome as well. It really is just the three of us that put this together. There's no executive producers or hangers-on. Who said it sounds just like it out there? Shh, stop it, give your head a wobble. It is very heartening for us to see such positive feedback for us from you good people. So for you today on the show, what are the government now ploughing £2.5 billion into to keep us fit? Snoop Dogg is back advertising for us once again. Sir Cliff is irate with Brits heading for the coast. And Simon and Garfunkel are back bemoaning the loss of important air routes to continental holiday destinations. Plus, I've got Classic Dares, Black Country Bob and the Mr. Men, amongst other quality items. But first, let's go across to the Barmy Old Podcast news desk for the very latest from Jim White. And first, Hugh Edwards. Thank you, Ian, and hello to you. According to Boris Johnson, thousands of people over the age of 50 could be asked to stay at home to avoid the option of a second nationwide lockdown. In a desperate attempt to keep popularity, the Prime Minister is now reducing the price of Werther's Originals. Meanwhile, in America, President Donald Trump has said he will take action as soon as this week to ban the popular Chinese-owned video app TikTok, as he fears it could be a national security risk. In other US news, a pot is calling a kettle black. A rain cloud that was detected on weather radar appearing across Kent has turned out on closer inspection to be an invasion of flying ants. Because that's exactly what 2020 needs, another echo of a biblical plague. The live music industry has been dealt another blow this week, with indoor performances unable to resume in light of new government guidelines. Jewish fans of grime artist Wiley, who bought tickets a while ago to see him, are said to be absolutely delighted with their refund. And now the sport, Jim White. Yes, thanks, Hugh. Now, Hawkeye, the goal line technology company that totally failed to spot the ball being clearly over the line in the Aston Villa versus Sheffield United game just after the Premier League restart, has been rebranded with a more appropriate name. It will from now on be known as Bosseye. Thank you, Jim, and that's it from us. You're up to date. Thank you, gentlemen, and you'll be hearing from Jim White again a little later in this episode. Anyway, let's carry on with the song, as we like to do. And this week, special air routes that were opened up to holiday destinations like Spain and whatnot are now no more. It's all been closed off. It's caused a lot of misery to people with holidays booked and people who were already out there on holiday. And Simon and Garfunkel were in the latter category, I think. Travel agent's phone number. Are we at all protected?
Bloody COVID. Oh,
Benidorm as well. You know, Sunday roasts, bit of bingo, get away from it all.
Stuck in my house, 14 more days, spending time with the kids, driving me.
Dad.
Oh, shut up!
It's still.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Mrs. Brown's boy's on the telly. Oh. Fantastic.
So it's time to cross to the Houses of Parliament for another row across the dispatch box, back from our 2005 archive, this, between the then Prime Minister Tony Blair and the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob. Bob seemed to become a bit of an anti-hero to our listeners over the years. I mean, let's face it, he's a bit mean to everyone and everything around him. I remember we did get in trouble ourselves once, Sean and me, for an episode of this which went a bit too far, and obviously I'm not ever going to play it out here on this podcast, but everyone generally seemed to get it that the joke was always on Bob rather than those that were in his crosshairs. So here he is in classic sexist behaviour mode. Don't forget to sing, you know it by now.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Spiker!
Yes, Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
Right then, Mr. Spiker, I'll put it to the arse that every woman over the age of 40 in this country should be forced to have silicone implants.
What? Oh, that is just a ridiculous statement to make.
Really? I mean, by the time they're 40, most women have knocked a couple of sprogs out and they start to sag.
Yeah.
So compulsory breast enhancement surgery would not only give a moo a confidence, it would also prevent the onset of depression.
Well, hang on. Most women don't get depressed about that.
Yeah, but us blokes done. After all, it's where you have to look at them.
Once again, the Right Honourable Member for Dudley has hugely underestimated the intelligence of women in this country.
What's he on about?
The majority of whom accept the effect that time and gravity have on their bodies with dignity and aplomb.
Well, more Mrs. Doe!
What? What, your wife does not accept it with aplomb like the rest of them?
Nah, I don't like plums! And Orby just shrugs her shoulders and eats another donut!
Order in the house, please!
What have you all lot laughing at?
Order! I will have order!
One of the great quizmasters of our time, Mr. Magnus Magnusson, has been with us on the Barmy Old podcast just lately, helping us to make sporting cliches that we all know sound a little bit more interesting during a round of Mastermind. Now, we've had football and cricket before now, so how about the noble art of boxing and the oft-repeated phrases you hear in the fight game?
Thank you.
welcome back our next competitor, Mr. Chris Eubank. Chris, you scored 5 points on your specialist subject of how to park huge lorries in Brighton and avoid parking tickets. Your general knowledge round starts now. How would you describe the man who's a long way from home and his sat-nav is broken?
Well, he does not know where he is.
Correct. There's a buy one bath sheet, get one free at my local haberdashery. How else would you describe the deal?
Oh, they're going to throw in the towel.
Correct. What's another more poetic way of describing Frank Sinatra's funeral?
He's going out swinging.
Correct. What's a good slogan for an award-winning barber?
I shall desist.
You mean pass. A schoolboy will not leave his gymnasium. What's the problem?
He's got to get off the ropes.
Correct. Robin Williams forgot to attend the premiere of his 1991 movie version of Peter Pan. Why?
Oh, he never saw that hook coming.
Correct. How would you describe two great hairdressing techniques at Tony and Guy?
Ooh, I shall abstain.
Again, you mean pass. Health Secretary Matt Hancock is still dithering about a vaccine for coronavirus. What's his problem?
He's got to get that jab working.
Correct. What's the likely outcome of a diesel car that's been filled with unleaded?
Oh, no way. This is going the distance.
Correct. Two men are locked in a 69 position. What's happening?
They're trading blows.
Correct. An alcoholic refuses to stop drinking and its last orders. What would your advice be?
He desperately needs to hear the bell.
Correct. Why did the dentist refuse to work on the lower cavities of Samuel L. Jackson in the movie Unbreakable?
He's got a glass jaw.
Correct. A man's trousers have fallen down repeatedly. How is he feeling?
He is desperate to get his hands on that belt.
Correct. What was Van Helsing's main problem?
He's not going to beat the count.
Correct. What does the overweight man... I've started, so I'll finish. What does the overweight man think about the KFC bargain bucket incorporating zingers, spicy wings and tower burgers?
That is a terrific combination.
Correct. Well, Chris, you passed on two. We asked you what's a good slogan for an award-winning barber. The answer to that, the best cut man in the business.
Oh, yes.
And your other pass, how would you describe two great hairdressing techniques at Tony and Guy? The answer to that is excellent bob and weave. Chris Eubank, you have scored 13 points. Thank you very much.
I must be going. I'm parked on a double yellow.
This is the Barmy Old Podcast. I'm Ian Danter. There's plenty of weird apps out there for your phone these days. One such app is a gender-swapping one, so if you want to, you can see what you might look like as a member of the opposite sex. Now, everybody's favourite shrinking violet Good Morning Britain host Piers Morgan remarked this past week on seeing an image from this app that turned the singer James Blunt into a woman. And Piers said that he would... how do I put this gently... he would get jiggy with it, frankly. And James himself responded on Twitter with a typically funny riposte, saying that he would too, and nicely defused Piers attempting to make fun at his expense. But James, he's always had a very high-pitched vocal delivery, hasn't he? We asked him about it in 2005 on our Sunday Carve-Up show.
My voice is prepubescent. I'm sorry. Did I come in a bit early there? Okay, we'll try it again and I'll... Yes, I'll come in right this time. Thank you. My voice is prepubescent. My tone is high. I saw a doctor and he told me why. He put his hand down my trousers and then he told me to cough. Then he asked me just how old I was, and he started to laugh. He said, "It's pitiful. It's pitiful. They haven't dropped, it's true. Just empty space in that dangly place. And I don't know what to do. I can't make love to you. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. It's pitiful."
Many of you seem to enjoy the few sketches that we had from our archive back in 2002 with my old boss and legendary football commentator Tom Ross, unable it seemed to switch off away from the beautiful game, whether it was shopping or the bingo or just going to the doctor's. And we actually wondered this week, how about if he was changing his TV service at home?
Tom Ross at home.
Hi, I'm Tom Ross, live and exclusive in my lounge and I'm just about to turn the telly on and my wife decided she didn't want an unsightly satellite dish outside the house anymore, so we've switched to a different provider and I'm hoping that we've still got a really, really good TV package. Right, let's see if we've got Sky Atlantic, because that's got Game of Thrones on it with Daenerys Targaryen, Cersei Lannister, and my favourite, the one who went into the cave with Jon Snow, Ygritte, Easy Tiger. Okay, here we go. Sky Atlantic, channel 108. Go on, son! Get it in! Oh, channel not subscribed. What a disappointment. No Game of Thrones. Although, to be honest, I won't miss Brienne of Tarth, because let me tell you, she was minging, by the way. Right, now for the main channel, Sky Sports. It's easily the most important channel. I'm pressing it now. Go on, son! Get it in, son!
Hello, you're watching Sky Sports News.
Yes! I didn't have Sky Sports with my last TV package! But I've definitely got it this time! Oh, hang on. That's a real good picture. That's a real good picture. Oh, tell me it's true. I'll just check. Oh, go on, son. Yes! Yes! Sky Sports HD! High definition! Fantastic!
A bit of Des on the way and some Mr. Men in a little while on the Barmy Old podcast. But first, the fight against obesity in the UK was stepped up by the government this week as £2.5 billion was pledged by Boris Johnson to turn more of us onto two wheels rather than four and to keep fit, including some models that you can get on the NHS. What are we talking about? I'll let Boris and Queen tell you about it.
Bicycle. Bicycle,
I'm going to prescribe.
Bicycle.
I want you to ride bicycles, I want you to ride bikes. And if we all ride bicycles, our trousers will not be so tight.
You say fat?
I say yes.
Cause you eat?
To exist.
You say greed?
I say true, man. Diets were never my scene, and I don't like bran flakes.
You say grill?
I say fry.
You say fruit?
Give me a pie.
You say veg?
I say Christ. I still want to eat like a pig, but I won't get really big if I always ride a
bicycle.
Exercise on your
bicycle.
So I have prescribed bicycles for all you hefty types. So lose weight riding bicycles. So lose weight riding
bicycle. Vouchers are coming your way.
So repair those flat tires. Oh yeah.
Fat bottom folk need to ride one today.
Show some guts and perspire. Oh yeah. So on your marks, get set, go.
Man, it kills your thighs.
I tell you, my bum crack is so sore now.
I'm too knackered to go any further.
Get out of the way, you road hog.
Keep going, come on. But I'm exhausted.
No, but there's a chip shop just round the next corner, though.
Yay!
Desi's Diaries time now on the Barmy Old podcast. Oh, Desi's Dedications, as it was also known. That was our BRMB version prior to our time on Heart FM back in the day. An item where, as I've mentioned before on this show, we used to get inundated with requests from companies and shops wanting their own dedication from the housewife's choice. And I swear that some firms sent in a request to us for a Des, thinking, well, Des can't get much mileage from a line of work like ours, get no entendres here. Well, they always learned in the end that Sean would not be beaten by any type of workplace when it came to writing me a script. Here's an example from 2005, I think.
Des's Diary.
Hi, girls. Des here on Ian Danter's Sunday Carve-Up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Des's Diaries. And today, it's a book. Hi, girls. To all the staff at Dylan's Watches, where,
Would you believe it? I used to work. One day, a newlywed came in, complaining about her other half's clockwork watch. You see, on their honeymoon, he just couldn't get it to work, apparently, so they had to make do with something battery-operated.
And last night, I caught him taking one off the wrist,
she moaned. But it was time to show her my wares.
Crikey, I've never seen such a big one,
she gasped as she grabbed hold of my swinging pendulum. And once I'd given her a good leather strap, things really started to tick. Fantastic. She thanked me for oiling her mechanism and told me she'd never been so wound up in all her life.
But I'm not leaving yet,
she purred.
Not until you've given me a seconder.
Cheerio.
Des's Diary, the Sunday carve-up, 100.7 Heart FM.
Des, of course, used to be a regular host of Premier League football. Speaking of that, all the drama on the Premier League's final day last weekend ended up with Bournemouth and Watford joining Norwich in getting relegated back to the Championship. Aston Villa survived then with a draw at West Ham, although Roy Keane wasn't too enamoured of their reaction when all the other results filtered through to them on the pitch. Now, a couple of days after the jubilant scenes at the London Stadium last week, TalkSport's Jim White caught up with the Villa manager and the captain.
So I'm joined on the line here by the Aston Villa manager Dean Smith and his star player Jack Grealish. Hello, boys.
You all right, Jim?
How are you, Jim?
Well, I'm fine, lads. Never better. Now, a lot of pundits and Villa fans have been a wee bit critical of your wild celebrations after narrowly avoiding relegation last week. Considering how much money you've spent after gaining promotion, it was suggested that your reaction should have been a wee bit more muted and respectful. After all, if it wasn't for that absolute howler by the goal line technology in the Sheffield United game, you would have gone down.
Sorry, Jim. We're a bit distracted, aren't we, Jack?
Yeah, we are, Dean, yeah. We put some money on a horse in the 350 at Doncaster, Jim, and it's just run, but we've got no Wi-Fi here, so we can't find out how it's got on.
All right, OK, hang on, lads. I'll just have a look for you. What was the horse called?
It was called, Low Expectations, Jim.
Right, well, it wasn't in the first three, I can tell you that.
Well, we wasn't expecting it to be placed, were we, Jack?
God, no, that would be totally unrealistic. So where did he finish, Jim?
Well, there were 20 horses in that race. Let me have a look online here. Bear with me, boys, bear with me. It finished 19th out of 20. 19th.
So it wasn't last?
No, it was last but one.
Yes! Yes, absolutely yes! Brilliant! Get in there! God! Yes! Go on, Lee. You're getting drunk with me tonight, Jack. You're getting drunk with me, son. Yeah, go on, press the button. Press the button.
Sweet Caroline. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Good times never seem so good. So good, so good, so good.
I think they've both gone into meltdown over this.
Well, Snoop Dogg joined us last week on the show, now that he's king of commercials at the moment, isn't he? Drumming up all that business for takeaway grub. Now he's turning his hand to giving us new Snoop takes on classic adverts. It was Fudge last episode, and he's still on the chocolate bar tip at the moment for us. Go on, take it away, Snoop.
1, 2, what can you do? Snoop's got something for you to chew. The red car and the blue car had a drizzle. All the red could do was stir-izzle his fizzle. He eats ever-izzle, he sees from tri-izzle to prick-izzle, tree-izzle. But smart old blue, he took the milky whizzle. Yeah, he's looking for a chalk-izzle, tree-izzle, fluffy and light. Cause he knows if whizzle spoil-izzle his appetite. Oh no, the Brit-izzle has gone. Paul already just can't carry on. But Smizzle old blue, he took the Milky Way. The M, the I, the L, the K to the Y, yeah. Way. Yeah, yeah. This is dope. Peace out.
The Milky Way.
Thanks, Snoop. Well, you heard earlier from Boris and Queen about £2.5 billion being invested in bicycles. It looks like our friends Zippy, George and Bungle from the classic kids TV show Rainbow have been taking a very keen interest in this government's new obesity and cycling initiative.
So, can I have 2 onion barges then, and a lamb tikka for my starter? For my main course, yes, I'll have a large chicken madras with large egg fried rice, large chips, and a table naan, please.
Yes, and could you order me the same, please, Zippy?
Oh, Zippy, George. Why are you ordering so much food?
Well, you see, we're trying to get obese, Bungle.
Obese? But why?
Well, because, Bungle, if you're obese and you go to the doctors, you get a free bike!
But it's bad for your health to be obese.
Well, is it as bad as smoking, Bungle?
Well, some people think it is, George. My brother's morbidly obese, and he smokes, and his health is terrible.
Oh, so have they given him a bike then, Bungle?
Oh, no. Because he smokes, he hasn't got the energy to ride a bike, so they've given him a mobility scooter instead.
Wait a minute. You mean, Bungle, if you smoke, as well as being obese, they'll give you something that goes along and you don't even have to pedal it?
Well, yes, Zippy.
What do you reckon, George?
Well, get your coat on, Zippy. We'll go and buy some Lamberton Butlers, and after we've had our takeout, we'll start smoking.
Oh, what a good idea, George. Let's go.
Oh, the wheels on our mobility scooters will go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on our mobility scooters will go round and round, and we won't even have to pedal.
And it's time for another previously unreleased and unheard Mr. Men story for you, read for us by the late, great Arthur Lowe. Isn't it odd how it's only us who've ever uncovered all these tales and no one else, eh? Oh well. Anyway, one aspect of the COVID lockdown that many of us, including myself, have experienced over the past few months is difficulty in sleeping. A bit like this chap.
Mr. Insomniac lay awake in the early hours of the morning counting sheep. 384,692. 384,693. 300, sod this for a lark, thought Mr. Insomniac. And he went into the bathroom and took a couple of sleeping pills. An hour passed and he was still wide awake. I know, Mr. Insomniac said to himself. I'll have a few whiskers. That might help it to drop off. And you'll never guess what happened next. Yes, you're right. When the whiskey got into Mr. Insomniac's bloodstream, it reacted with the sleeping tablets, and within a matter of minutes, Mr. Insomniac was speeding his kegs off. He was absolutely out of his box. He spent the next 8 hours charging around like a lunatic until he finally went back to bed. But can you guess what? Yes, you're right. He still couldn't sleep.
Now, it's a well-known fact that men often nod off straight after making love to their partners, thought Mr. Insomniac. So, do you know what he did? He phoned an escort agency, who in turn sent a young lady round, and they went at it hammer and tongs for 5.5 hours. When she'd finally left, Mr. Insomniac lay back on his bed, absolutely exhausted, with a big contented grin on his face. And he was just drifting off into a deep, deep sleep when... Can you guess what happened? Yes, you're right. He started to itch. Down below. Poor Mr. Insomniac. The dirty...
Well, one inevitability of the very hot weather we had in midweek was another flood of folk to the coast for a day out. Thousands of families had the same idea as each other, and soon there were emergency notices going up at many of our resorts, simply unable to cater for the demand. Remember, things like public toilets are still shut and things like that. It's not like a normal summer. 79-year-old Sir Cliff Richard was not happy at all with all this, as he wanted a day out, but simply couldn't, as at his age, he has to shield from everyone. And he loves going down there. Poor Cliff.
Well, I'm begging everybody, please practice what you preach. Now I have to go back inside, cause everybody's on the beach.
On the beach.
Everyone was real uncool.
On the beach.
Down in Brighton, Bournemouth and Poole.
On the beach.
You had done what you like.
On the beach.
Everybody hits the second spike. On the beach.
Come on everybody, go on home.
On the beach.
And leave these places all alone.
It's an anticipatory breach. On the beach. It's not fun. Now won't you tell me that you won't come to the seaside? Till COVID's over, yeah.
So Cliff, what question would you specifically like to ask of those who went to those beaches that you mentioned this week?
Do you wanna die? Do you wanna die?
Thanks, Sir Cliff, and thanks to you too for your company as episode 20 draws to a close. At Talk Dance, TALKDANTS is how you can get in touch with me via Twitter, or iandanter.co.uk is my own personal website where you can email me with comments or requests, and don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. You know the drill. My thanks as always to Sean and Andy as well for their sterling work, and we will collectively reach the key of the door next time with our 21st episode. Whether you think we've come of age yet or are rather stuck in a state of arrested development, well, that's up to you. I think I know the answer. Anyway, look after yourself and those around you, and we'll look forward to your company next time on the Barmy Old Podcast. Spread the word. And as Des would say, cheerio.